This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast Holiday Gift Giving Edition. Let's get into these interviews with these amazing Bachelor contestants who have started their own businesses. And some of these businesses are going to get you great gifts to put under the tree.
Hey, Ashley, before we do that, I would love to share a gift that I love to give myself during the holidays. Now, I'm always getting stuff on my shirt, but you know who gets stuff on their shirt more than me? Jessica. Yeah. Jessica always gets stuff on her clothes. Like, it is inevitable. So OxiClean is my go-to. It keeps me worry-free about any mess or stain during the holidays. It is awesome. And hey, it keeps her happy also.
Hey, Ben, if it weren't for OxiClean, I'm not joking, I'd have to wear a bib. Like, I'd be the girl with the lobster bib everywhere because I can't have a meal without something getting on my shirt.
I kind of wish that was the case.
All right, guys, we've got our friend Amanda Stanton on. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's up, Amanda?
We're good, how are you?
Good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. How was your guys's?
It was very good.
Now, yeah. Amanda, I know, like, your life has had to be a little crazy because obviously COVID hits. You have two beautiful girls at home. And recently you've decided to move because you were locked inside with these two girls trying to figure out what to do with your life, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Like, where did you move to? Are you still in Orange County?
Yeah, we actually moved literally a quarter mile away from our old place.
No way.
Moved down the street. Yeah. But we needed a little bit more space now that we're home so much. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but like I used to travel so much and the girls were in school and had stuff going on. And now we're just like home together constantly. So yeah. We just needed a little more space.
Are you still close to your parents?
Yeah. Yeah. We're like 30 minutes away from them. So we've still been seeing them. And then I'll go up to LA and see my sister. So it's kind of like a nice change of scenery.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I can't, obviously I don't have kids. Like I live in an 800 square foot house by myself and it's fine for me. I can do what I want in at any time. But if I had two little ones running around, I would imagine that being home would be even harder.
Yeah, no, it is. And they have so much energy and yeah, it's much better for us here. We're happy.
Well, Amanda, this is our special holiday gift giving podcast, and you have one of my favorite clothing lines. Yay. I'm not talking like this because you're a friend of mine, but whenever I go through my closet and it's like Jared and I are going on a date or, you know, back in the day when we used to go to events, I would always have one of your outfits as one of my top choices for the night. So Lonnie the Label. Tell everybody about it. It's been around for a long time. You sell out. It's super successful.
Yeah. So we launched in March of 2018. So it's been over 2 years now. But especially now with COVID, I feel like we've tried to like make some changes just because I'm in loungewear like 95% of the time these days. So we added some loungewear to holiday. We even made some holiday pajamas, which are sold out, but we're trying to restock them before the holidays. But that makes me happy because that's like how I feel. And like, that was what I was going for with everything. It's like just your go-to pieces that you want to rewear all the time. Like the top I'm wearing right now, I feel like I wear it all the time.
All right, Amanda, I don't know if I'm wrong in this, but I feel like a lot of influencers have clothing lines and they're not as hands-on as you are. I feel like some of them just kind of stick their name on a collection that was provided for them, honestly. But I feel like you make so many decisions with Lonnie.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are different ways to go about doing a clothing line. And sometimes you could just pick pieces from a line sheet and kind of put your name on them and select, like curate what you want. But for Lonnie, I like design every piece. They go through the colors, the fabrics. So I want to make sure it's something that I want to wear and that other people want to wear. So that's really important to me.
Now, is this a dream of yours? Has this been something that you've hoped for forever? Or when you were on the show and kind of got off and saw that, hey, you have a platform now, was this a new idea? Or is this like a childhood dream?
No, it's like something I always wanted to do, but just like never really knew where to start. So it's been a lot of fun. It's for sure my favorite thing to work on. The kids help me with it too. They feel like they're a part of it. So yeah, it's always been like a dream of mine to have a clothing line. So I have so much fun with it.
So where can people get your items if they want, if they're a Bachelor fan and they want to give something from an alum? It's LonnieTheLabel.com.
Yeah, LonnieTheLabel.com, LANI. And then we're also in a few different boutiques throughout the country. There's a few in New York, some in California. So you can also look online and find if there's any boutiques near you that carry it. But online is probably the easiest on the website.
Where does the name come from?
Honestly, the hardest part for me with starting a clothing line was coming up with a name. Mm-hmm. So I designed all the pieces. We had the website. We had everything ready to go. And I just couldn't name it. And I wanted something that was just easy to say. And I was trying to make it something meaningful with like the kids' names. But anyways, I just thought it sounded good. Mm-hmm. And so I went with it. And
That makes sense. I mean, that works, right? It's worked so far.
Amanda,
what is it like seeing, because I see people post wearing your label often, friends from Bachelor Nation and friends outside of Bachelor Nation wearing your label. How does it feel to see people all over the U.S. wearing something you've created?
It's still so crazy to me. And it's funny too, because there's like people that I'll see wearing it that I like grew up like knowing who they were before I was on the show. And then like you see them in your clothes and I like still fangirl for a minute. But it's really cool. And I also feel like, you know, it's kind of this like community, like people will tag me when they're wearing it. And I kind of get to connect with all these different people that are wearing my clothes and supporting me. So that's probably my favorite part.
Well, it's super cool, Amanda. And again, you can go to LonnieTheLabel.com to find some incredible clothes for gift ideas, or just if you're, I mean, I'm assuming, right, girls, you tell me, like, if you're trying to look good on the holidays, you're trying to impress the fam or, you know, whoever it is that you're pursuing, you can go to Lonnie Label and find something really good to wear.
No, that's what I love. That's why I love it, because with Amanda's pieces, they're like casual, like there's a lot of them are like casual formal. Like you look put together, you look like very cute. It's not like casual wear, but it's also not fancy. Am I being ridiculous? You know what I'm talking about, Amanda?
You can like dress it up or down. Like everything you can wear with sneakers, you could wear it with heels. I just feel like they're all very like versatile pieces. So
yes.
Well, switching over to you for a second and the family. What are you looking forward to for Christmas? Like what kind of gifts or just things that you want to do during the Christmas holiday? And what are the girls looking forward to?
Yeah, what do the girls want?
It's so funny because this is the first year that like their Christmas list isn't like a novel. They like don't really want anything this year. And I don't know. I think we're just looking forward to spending time with family. We've been watching Christmas movies since like before Halloween. So we love doing that. Yeah, it's kind of, it's like feels different this year. It's very low key, but we're enjoying it.
Okay, Amanda, so your sister has an amazing foodie Instagram. She cooks a lot. What is a recipe that she makes that you just can't help to fully indulge in?
Everything she makes is so good, but she makes really good soups. She has this lemon chicken soup recipe, which is one of her most popular recipes. And we just made it here the other day. And I thought that we were going to have it left over for like a few days. And we ended up eating it all in one night. So I would say that's probably my favorite recipe.
Awesome.
She's super talented. Right.
She's so great. I love the way that you guys are both powerhouses in your own ways.
Yeah.
Hey, Amanda, before we go, we do have to ask you, what do you think of this season of The Bachelorette?
So I am not going to lie. I haven't been watching it.
Wow. But,
I know. I actually don't have cable, so I just watch like Netflix and all that stuff, but I keep up with it online, like on social media. Like I always know what's going on just because everybody posts about it. But I love Claire and I love Tayshia. I'm happy that Claire's happy, and Tayshia is like one of my favorite people. I think she makes such a good bachelorette.
That's right. Yeah, you're spot on. Well, hey, Amanda, you're the best. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Amanda. Bye.
Bye.
You guys, we have Caitlin Bristow back, and she, of course, has two businesses that will provide fantastic gifts for you to wrap under your tree and give to the Bachelor Nation member in your life. Hey, Caitlin, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hey, so of the two of your businesses, Do It with the Scrunchies and Spades and Sparrows, like, which one?
First of all, actually, I'm going to drop the mitts with you right now and fight you because you said it wrong.
Do it? Is it just do?
It's do edit, which is just
I'll
so
do
funny.
Edit.
Because, no, it's funny because even my own family calls it dude it. Oh. And some of my friends, it's actually kind of funny because Cleo and I, who is my business partner, yeah. We just make jokes all the time now that we kind of like that people screw it up because it just gives a funny conversation. So it, don't worry about it because my own family doesn't pronounce it right sometimes.
Okay. Well, so what I'm thinking is obviously the wine for wine lovers and, you know, the hair for honestly any person who has good, you know, any kind of hair that is long enough to put in a scrunchie. But what if you take a bottle and then you put a scrunchie around it and it's the ultimate Caitlin Bristow gift?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. That is something I thought of as soon as because I came up with the scrunchie line first and then the wine. And I was like, oh my gosh, when I do little gift boxes, I'm going to put scrunchies on the wine bottle. And it is the perfect gift. And thank you for saying that. And I mean, there's something to, I think a lot of people are like this, where if you just give them a bottle of wine as a gift, who gets mad at that?
No,
like nobody is mad at a bottle of wine for a gift. And I, honestly, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but it's the only wine I drink now because I wanted to make it so good that you know, obviously I want it to be something I can stand behind and enjoy drinking it. So I'm like a wine snob with my own wine now. Like I usually am like, yeah, whatever, everybody drink whatever you like. And now I'm like, no, this is actually the best wine. People love it as a gift and adding scrunchies on top. I mean, Dew has a lot of other accessories too that are fun, but scrunchies on top of a wine bottle, you can't go wrong. Even if you don't have hair, put it on your wrist.
What are some of the other stuff that Dew has?
So we actually did a little small collection of doggy Dews called So Fetch, and they're bandanas. I'm like, oh yeah, but actually Robin's wearing one right now. See, it's a little like festive
so
little
sweet.
Scarf, and it says, I'm one classy mother pupper. And so we've got dog bandanas. We did a little line of masks to see how that would go, and people really seem to love that. We've got headbands, and we're actually coming out with some sweatsuits as well and beanies. So it's fun to always expand something that you've got going on. So they do make really, really great gifts, and we have great packaging. Being home in this quarantine has actually been nice for me to be more involved on the business side of things with the Dew and Spade and Sparrows, because I'm able to be on every phone call and kind of be involved more on the business side of it rather than just the social media side. And that's been a really big learning curve for me and a lot more challenging than I thought it would be. But that is something that I'm excited to focus on while I'm home now, is being able to just be more present and involved with the businesses.
So where can people find these brands?
So everything is on my website, CaitlinBristow.com. But if you want to sign up for the newsletter, you kind of get first dibs on a lot of things. They sell out really, really fast. So we try and make it like exclusive for people who are signed up for the newsletter. So everything's on CaitlinBristow.com. And then the wine's Instagram is at Spade and Sparrows. And then this is where it gets confusing, because on the scrunchie line, it's at Do Edit, and it totally looks like Dude It.
There it is. All right, guys, I'm going to go and buy some right now, especially because I messed up on the wording.
I love it.
And we love you, Caitlin. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Love
Bye.
You guys. Thank you.
Before we get into our next guest, Chris Harrison, I gotta ask you, Ben, what is your favorite food to eat during Christmas? Like, what's the Christmas dinner table look like at your house?
You know, I love ham. I'm a big ham guy.
Why does that sound funny?
I don't know, but it is. I kind of said it and I giggled to myself. I love ham. I love to eat a nice warm biscuit with some
mm-hmm.
butter. Oh, give me a little biscuit and butter and ham. But then we get into those things like the red wine. And the red wine is always dangerous during the holidays because I'm wearing my best outfit and it somehow splatters on me.
Yeah. Well, luckily we do have OxiClean for that. OxiClean is there for us to clean up any mess we have on our clothes. Thank goodness for them.
Well, hey, we're thankful for a lot of things, as you just said, this holiday season, Ashley. But one we're extra thankful for, we don't hide it, and on this podcast at all, we think he's just the best. Next up, our good friend, Chris Harrison.
Hey, guys, it's your host, Chris Harrison, giving you the best holiday gift idea. Of course, it's that Manly Bands wedding ring. Guys, you're looking for that perfect ring? Go to manlybands.com. Check out the Chris Harrison collection. Is there anything better to find under the tree than your Manly Bands wedding ring? I don't think so. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
What's up, Nick?
Hi, Ben.
How's it going, man?
Hello.
This is very, very meta. I'm about to podcast for the Vile Files. You guys are podcasting for Almost Famous. I'm at my studio. You guys are in your respective studios. This is all what came. This all feels right. I think we need to come up with a new show. I mentioned this to Ashley. A reality TV show called Podcast Wars.
Oh, wow. Is there a war going on right now? There's a war going on. There's a war going on between us right now that I didn't know of.
A war of numbers.
We go behind each other's backs and we talk about each other's shows, but then we pretend to be friends in person, you know, kind of like real life.
Is that how this works?
Play along, Ben. You got a yes and here.
Okay, yes. Yes, that's what we do here at the Almost Famous Podcast. Well, Nick, a real turn of events, considering how this started, we're actually here to support you and what you're up to with a essential oils company that you started. So, Nick, why should people out there listening consider your company in their holiday gift giving?
That's a great question, Ben. And if your audience has a few minutes, I will quickly explain. For those of you who aren't aware of essential oils, obviously they can be very beneficial to oneself. Sometimes the essential oil market gets a bad rap because they really got their claim to fame or their buzz through multi-level marketing companies, which, you know, personally, I'm not a fan of. And they're, you know, I won't get into that necessarily conversation, but they do have a real benefit, right? Sometimes they get oversold. And what I mean by that is sometimes people like to promise about some of the things they could or should do that, quite frankly, we don't subscribe to at Natural Habits, but they do have a lot of benefits medicinally, whether it's like helping with headaches or helping you relax or calm down, you know, sleep, things like that. They can give a burst of energy. They can support your immune system. They're not a cure-all by any stretch of the imagination, but more importantly, also, they're just like a safer way to like scent your indoor air. So many of us use things like Febreze, candles, plug-ins. Those things are filled with like toxins and carcinogens, like candles, for example. And listen, I have candles in my house. They're a nice vibe, but like you shouldn't rely on things like that to scent your indoor air. Alternatively, essential oils have healthy benefits to them. They're clean, they're safe, and Natural Habits. Specifically, we're USDA organic certified, which is rare in the essential oil community. A lot of companies will call themselves 100% pure. They'll even come up with like made up designations that are validated by no one, like therapeutic grade. USDA organic is, as people are very familiar with it, right? It's a third party in terms of that we have to qualify our products, our soils that we use, our plants that we use, and then ultimately our oils are designated by the third party that says these are organic oils, right? You know, it's not our word for it. You don't have to take our word for it. We're not saying it. It's the USDA is saying it. So we believe that our oils are the best in the business. They're safe, they're pure. And then you can diffuse them in a diffuser. We sell diffusers. You can get diffusers anywhere, really. But it's the oils that really matter. And so whether you just want to scent your indoor air and have it, you know, smell really nice and pleasant and then get some of those calming effects. Or if you like, if you struggle with headaches, like our center blend is probably one of the most popular. We specialize in four blends because we try to make it real simple for people to use because essential oils can get very confusing. There's so many different ones, right? We have four blends. We have, I think we use a total of like 15 or 16 different essential oils blended into four use cases. So like instead of like if you struggle with headaches, you know, people often rely on like ibuprofen, right? That's like, sometimes you have to, like, I will take, if I have a really bad headache, sometimes I have taken ibuprofen, but I always try to use non-invasive ways first, and essential oils can really help. Or just when I want to, you know, relax and sleep, I use our release blend and things like that. So they help you do a variety of different things. And if nothing else, it's just a safe way to scent your indoor air and not spray chemicals or burn carcinogens into your house.
Nick, I can obviously vouch for these products because there was this one time where I had a headache where I took an Advil, I had like a Gatorade, and it still wasn't going away. And I was like, okay, let me try Natural Habits. So I take out the center, and it was so freaking bizarre. My headache did go away from that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's clinically proven that essential oils can help. Various essential oils have, you know, benefits. For example, peppermint is, there's a lot of peppermint in our center mm-hmm. blend, and peppermint is very commonly known to help with headaches. As well as some essential oils. And when you blend them, they can have additional benefits. So thanks for being a customer, Ashley, and I'm glad it's been helpful for you.
It's been great. And I have to mention that it's a fantastic stocking stuffer as far as size goes. It's just like, you know, the perfect little stocking stuffer item. And I burn it, or I don't know what you call it. I vent it. What would you say? I diffuse it. Yeah. Thank you. I diffuse it every night at Jared in my apartment in LA before I go to bed. Put it in like an hour before. Then we walk into our bedroom to go to bed. And it's just like very relaxing. And I just feel soothed.
Well, I'm glad that it's been helpful for you. And what Ashley is referring to is the nice stocking stuffer. You can use it. You can apply it in a roll-on format. Mm-hmm. And we have jojoba oil in our blends, so it's safe to put on your skin. Or again, you can diffuse the pure ones in a diffuser. So if you guys want a promo code, you know, I can throw that at you.
Yeah,
throw it
at
us.
Do you mind giving us a promo code and where people can find it?
Yeah, nhoils.com, nhoils, oils plural, .com. And you can use code ALMOSTFAMOUS for 35% off.
Oh my goodness, look at these podcast war reconciliation situations.
Yeah, this feels like friends again.
You know, I think it keeps us sharp knowing that we are competing. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Hey, Nick, you're the best.
I like a good fight. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, I know.
Nick, best of luck on the Vial Files. Best of luck with Natural Habits. It's nhoils.com. Again, use promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS for your holiday gifts. Nick Vial, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Hello, Joe, my foodie friend. Thank you for being here and for, of course, telling us about your gift for this holiday season, which is food.
I love how you just get right into it, Ashley. really professional.
Well,
I love it.
Why beat around the bush when it comes to food, though? Like, that's what we all want to talk about. That's what you and I want to talk about. The Sauce of Sundays with Joe, which I love the title. I think it's super cute. It's very Italian because like Italian families often will have Sunday dinner, right? Like all the family gets together. That's your background, that's by the way?
I'm Italian.
You're full Italian?
I'm actually 25% Norwegian.
Oh, interesting. So I'm only 25% Italian, but everybody thinks because of my last name and the way that I look that I'm like 100% Italian.
What is your dad's Italian?
Yeah, my dad's half Italian and half Lithuanian. And then my mom is 100% Dutch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know,
okay.
Isn't that? So those Italian genes are dominant. Okay, so you've got a couple of like food things going on though, because you have your reviews on your Instagram. I love the way that your Instagram is basically just turned into like food reviews. And
yes.
We know that we get to listen to you on Clickbait, your new podcast. And
Clickbait.
Then we have your new order, your Sundays with Joe sauce, which you can order at you can order at whatiorder.com. So like it's all on the same website.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a little confusing. Exactly what you should not do when you're starting a business. But what I did was I was doing these food blogs and I named it What I Order mm-hmm. by Joe. It's kind of what I was doing. So then in the middle of that, I decided to come out with a sauce. So I named the sauce Sundays with Joe, but it's part of What I Order.
Okay.
So you have to go to What I Order. I'm trying to get the domain name for the website, sundayswithjoe.com. Mm-hmm. I hope this guy's not listening so he doesn't jack up the price. I already have a bid on it. So I'm trying to make it simpler, but you have to go to whatiordered.com. It's the best sauce in the world. I said it yesterday on my Instagram and I mean it. Here it is. Boom. Mm-hmm. See it?
It's beautiful. Oh, I've seen beautiful, it. Right? I've tried to order it. We'll talk about that in a second.
I will text me your address and I'll send you some.
Oh, well, okay. So I went to order it on my phone a couple weeks, like when it first came out, like the day it came out, I was like, oh, Joe has a sauce. I've got to try this. And then like something weird was happening with my payment. My card wasn't like automatically in on my phone. And I was like, okay, I'll deal with this later on my computer. And then when I went to go buy it a couple days ago, it was out of stock, right? You sold out?
We did sell out. Yeah, we're doing small batches, but yeah, we sold out. We had a good amount. We had a few pallets we sold out, and we have more coming in. I should get the next batch Monday. I plan on re-releasing them this Wednesday, which would be what date is that? Like the 15th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah,
no, we're wrong. The 16th.
Okay,
so I'm releasing these the 16th. Another batch. Text me your address. I'll send you some for
okay.
real.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't forget to do that.
I would love
see,
that.
Look at that. You see my poster?
Yeah.
The pasta poster.
How oh my cool God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, this is a sweet marinara. We're going to have other flavors come next year. We plan on doing an arrabbiata. There's a few other flavors that we're going to have. We're going to be in grocery stores come spring of next year. But right now, yes, you could order them online.
Joe, how long has this been in the works for? It's going to be in grocery stores already?
I have the moniker Grocery Store Joe. You got to think I could get into grocery stores. So, I have some good relationships with stores over here. And but we've been working on this for a while. We've been working on this since the end of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So it has been a long time in the making. How did you put together the recipe for it? Is it like a family thing? Did you go and like taste test tomatoes at like some tomato farm?
So what I did is there's like a little forest by me, and I take the stainless steel pot and I go in the middle of the forest by myself and I forage and I pull all the herbs and I
I don't know whether you're kidding or not right now.
No, I'm making it up. Okay. No, my friend and I worked out the recipe, and I had taken some recipes that I had in the past from my family and kind of just, you know, threw my own little twist on there, and that's kind of how we did it.
Okay, fun. All right, so is sweet marinara your favorite type of sauce? Is that why it came first?
Yeah, that is my favorite. It's my go-to. It's a Sunday sauce, and that's why the whole thing with Sunday, I think it holds up family tradition, and it's very important. I know in my family it was to always have dinner at the house on Sunday. That was like our one thing. So yeah, it's Sundays with Joe.
What's your second favorite type of sauce?
Ooh, depending on like, so I'm not sure if I'm going to come out with a pesto because I'm very picky when it comes to pesto, and I don't know how I feel about a pesto sauce in a jar.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's done right, I love a good pesto.
Okay.
But I would say number two would be an arrabbiata. I need a little spice in my life.
Okay. I'd like you to make a little vodka sauce.
I like a vodka too. We're going to do a vodka sauce. We will.
In question, is there a difference between like a marinara and a pomodoro?
That's a question I should know. I wish you didn't answer that.
Because I've recently been like, I go through phases with my sauce. Sometimes I just prefer like a garlic butter and like olive oil sauce. And then sometimes I used to like love vodka. Like that was my favorite. And now I'm moving over to like a pomodoro, but I'm like, is this the same as marinara? Just like plain old spaghetti, but it sounds fancy.
Yeah. I think pomodoro is the same thing.
Okay.
I think I feel like there's garlic in it, but there's garlic in pretty much every. I mean,
there
Italian.
Better be garlic in every yeah. pasta so, sauce.
I think it's just another name for it.
Okay.
But I'm just not sure. You're gonna have to, people listening are gonna have to fact check that one.
Okay. My last question for you about food is, what would you pair the sweet marinara with pasta wise? Like, are we going with a cappellini, with a spaghetti, with bow ties? What are we doing?
I like So Sundays for me is more of a rigatoni.
Oh, okay, duh.
Okay, so yeah. I would do rigatoni or a fusilli.
What's a fusilli?
You know, it's the spiral.
Spiral
pasta.
Wait, what?
So those would be what I would pair it with. I would add a touch of olive oil because I always add a little bit of olive oil. I would grate Parmigiano Reggiano. And I think it's really that simple. Maybe some fresh black pepper and you're good to go.
Oh, okay. Well,
some meatballs, a little pork.
I just thought of something else that I think is something that must be spoken about. My mom says that like if you get like the Kraft shaky Parmesan or like any sort of shaky Parmesan, even the stuff in like the deli aisle, that like it has particles of wood chips in it. It's like not all cheese. So have you heard of this?
I haven't heard that there's wood chips in it.
Yeah.
That's news to me, but I'm not a fan of the already grated Parmesan.
So you always grade your own because we do too.
I'm grading my own unless I personally come out with the grated Parmesan, which could be down the line, then I'm for it. But yeah, I grade my own and I like Parmigiano Reggiano. To me, it's the best cheese in the world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, also like apparently the wood chips, just to throw that out there, is for the texture and like to preserve the texture over time. And that's like you don't want to add fake things into your food, right? It's like a preservative. Anyway,
that's what they do with when you buy the already made guacamole in grocery stores.
Uh-huh. They put the preservatives in there. And then the preservatives don't taste good. Like you can taste preservatives and stuff like that. Or at least I can.
Yes, absolutely. And especially with, I hate that. That's why I'll never buy like in-house guacamole. I slice my own avocados. I don't know where we're going with this, but I slice my own avocados. I prefer lemon over lime and salt and pepper, and that's it. And I eat it right out of the shell itself. Yeah.
Well, see, they can't leave us alone and give us like a hard out time if we're going to talk about food.
We're just going to keep going. I had a pastrami sandwich for lunch today.
Oh, amazing. Did you put it on rye?
I did.
Of course, he had to. All right. Joe, thank you so much for being here. And again, remind people where they can get your new sauce. I think it's a great thing to put under the Christmas tree, especially for a Bachelor fan.
Yeah, great thing to put under the Christmas tree. Throw it in a stocking. I mean, the label itself is clean. The sauce tastes delicious. It's my brand. You can go to whatiorder.com. It's right when you go onto the website. It is in your face. $4.99 or $14.99 for three, $11.99 for two. And yeah, Sundays with Joe, whatiorder.com.
I'll be doing a review on my Instagram as soon as I get a jar in. So thanks, Joe. Well, if it wasn't obvious for that conversation, I will be eating some of Joe's sauce soon and I will report back to you guys with the review.
You know what else needs to come along with Joe's sauce?
I feel like I know what direction you're going in, but what?
Yeah. Joe's sauce is messy. I mean, it is sticky. It is messy. It gets everywhere because it's so good that you just want to lick it up. Now, OxiClean is the thing to add to that because if Joe's sauce gets all over you, OxiClean is there to clean it.
So basically, if you get Joe's sauce, also package it maybe with some OxiClean. Next up, we have Alexis Waters coming in, and she is going to be talking about her hoop earrings. All right, guys, we have Alexis Water, our resident Jersey girl, in the house right now. And of course, like the good Jersey girl she is, she loves hoop earrings. So, and she loves them so much that she made her own hoop earring line. It's called Hoop Nation by Alexis, and you can get them at hoopnationbyalexis.com. Hey, Alexis. How you
hello, doing? Hello, hello. Like the fact that I don't have a pair on right now is like really disappointing.
It's okay. I wear your pairs enough to make up for that. I love your earrings.
Thank you.
They're so cute. They feel very well made. I travel with them everywhere. What do you, why buy your earrings instead of like going to Claire's or Icing and like buying a pair there?
Well, I do not know a lot in life, but I do know a good pair of hoops. And literally I like put so much passion and like my heart and soul into this. Like I need to touch them, feel them. Like I want the best quality, but like for the, like a good price, you know what I mean? Yeah. 'Cause I know a lot of the girls that followed me from The Bachelor are like drunk young girls in college. That's just my fan base, I guess. Like I really am a great role model, but so I just wanted it to keep like stay affordable. And I mean, I was there too. Like I was like, I literally had like $7 in my bank account in college. So like but I always loved hoops. Like it's such a passion of mine. And like, it's so crazy. Like I literally have like every type of hoop you can get. Like, and now I'm expanding. So I'm doing headbands, bracelets. I'm launching something tomorrow. And like, but it's fun. I mean, but hoops will always be my main bitch. Sorry.
No. I feel it. I feel it. My sister is always like, when I'm like, should I wear these earrings or these earrings? She's like, Ashley, it's not difficult for you. You look best in a pair of hoops. Just put them on.
Every girl looks, I don't understand. Like when you put hoops on, like I always like have a pair in my bag. Like if I go out with a girl and she's not wearing them, I'm like, I just like, it's like kind of like a drug deal. I'm like, girl, put these on. And like literally it changes her like energy, like vibe. Like it's just like, I just feel like it gives a girl confidence. Mm-hmm. And like it just like gives a girl a different type of energy. I don't know how to explain it, but that's what is separates myself, I feel like, from it.
I love it. There is a from true Claire's passion.
But I miss Claire's, honestly.
I mean, I was at Claire's yesterday, no joke. I was there, like my sister and I had to get donuts for my hair, like the bun things.
Oh, that's what I want to get? Like the little clips?
No, like the, oh, you talking about donuts? Donuts on clips? That would be cool. But no, I'm talking about like, you know, the bun shapers.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm looking at your huge variety on your website. I love the star hoop. That's really fun. And then I like the base, the Valentine hoop, which are, you know, little hearts. And then I love the good classic on page number one, where it's the, what's the classic silver hoop called?
Yeah, they're just
Dallas hoop number 4, the Dallas hoop number 3. Which one would you say you should send to like maybe the newbie hooper in your life?
The newbie hooper, the hoop virgins, I think I would send the classic just mm-hmm. because they're super lightweight and they're like perfect for like any occasion. And like you're keeping it classy. You're not like Dallas hoop 4-inch yet, mm-hmm. but yeah, I would say. And then like, if you have like really sensitive ears, I would think the Beba, who's my best friend, and they're like super lightweight. But a lot of my hoops, like, are very, very lightweight. Like that was like who wants saggy ears, you know?
No,
so like
yeah,
that
yeah.
was like a main concern.
Oh, I love that you designed them with that in mind. I also see that you have the Britney hoop inspired by Britney Spears. And you're wearing a free Britney shirt right now.
Always.
Amazing.
Literally. I was going to dress up as Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again today, or Mrs. Claus, but I think I'm going to go the Mrs. Claus route because the Oops, I Did It Again costume does not look well on me right now. Like my body is not.
Stop that now. All right. And for the person in your life that you don't know what kind of hoop to get them, you have gift cards available on your website too. So just remind everybody where to find Alexis's hoops.
Okay, so you can find my hoops at www.hoopnationbyalexis.com, and I'm starting today, 12 days of Christmas. So today you can buy one hoop, get a pair of the bridal hoop for free, which Ashley has and she loves.
I love.
They are literally like the braided ones. Mm-hmm. So today is the 12th day of Christmas. So from today on, I'm going to do all holiday surprises. So go shop and follow me on Instagram at Hoop Nation by Alexis to get the best hoops in the business, baby.
Thanks for being here, Alexis. Bye.
Thank you so much for having me.
See ya. All right. So what are you going to buy from this variety? I mean, I feel like for my girls, like my girlfriends and my sister, I definitely need to get them some of Amanda's Lonnie the Label, because I love the way Lonnie fits.
it's good material, and like the pieces stay in fashion. And then for like my parents, I definitely need to get them some of Joe's sauce.
I'm a big fan of generous coffee. Like, it's the thing I work hardest on and work for. And so, and who doesn't love coffee? So I would say that I am getting my family not only generous coffee, but also a company I started, a few years ago called My Fan Threads. I'm going to get them some apparel. You have some apparel on there, Ashley. Mm-hmm. And so those two things, along with the final company that I have, Black Wolf, skincare for men, because I'm telling you this, Jess's brothers love this Black Wolf stuff. And so it's always just, if I just buy a bunch of Black Wolf, it's the best gift. So coffee, t-shirts, skincare.
Now, I know that with generous coffee and with My Fan Threads, a lot of it goes to charity. So you're not just giving a gift to the person receiving the physical item, but you're giving a gift to really the world. Can you just like briefly just remind people the good they're doing
So
when
like,
they purchase one of those?
Yeah. So generous, I don't take a salary from and I don't make any money off of. And so none of the owners do. And so anything sold, 100% of the profits are donated to nonprofits and social causes that are fighting human and facing injustice around the world. So like you're buying coffee, you're buying t-shirts, and then it just directly gives back. It's the passion project. And here's the cool thing. The Almost Famous podcast allows me to do that, right? Like doing this podcast allows me to work for Generous for free. That's a big deal and something that I'm super passionate about. So if you're looking for great coffee or a great t-shirt or whatever, and you want to do it and give back and tell a cool story behind it, well, go to Generous. Ashley, you have a cool gift that that you and Jared did together. This is a big deal for you guys. What's going on?
Oh, thanks. So I can't believe it. It's been almost 2 years since we had our children's book come out, and I can't wait to read it to our kids one day. So yeah, it's just a book about making friends, especially as kids. You know, it can be intimidating. So Lucy and Clark, A Story of Puppy Love, is available at lucyandclarkbook.com or on Amazon. But, you know, we like it when you buy it from lucyandclarkbook.com. It's because we get all of the proceeds there, and we're able to give more proceeds to Sidewalk Angels, which is an amazing foundation started by Rob Thomas, and they save animals, dogs, cats, even elephants worldwide. So LucyandClarkBook.com for kids. It's a perfect book for kids like ages 3 to 7, I'd say. So, hey, add something to your library.
That's right. Well, Ash, what a podcast. What a season it is. Thanks for all the guests who come on. Thanks for all the people in Bachelor Nation who are creating and forming. Thanks for all your support out there, listeners. You're the people that help this all move and groove. We appreciate you, especially during the holiday season. So with that, another Almost Famous podcast is in the books. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.